Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And coming up next, what we're into. We share things that we think you should know about that we're really enjoying. It could be music. I'll give you a little tease. Today, mine has to do with food, but it's good food. It's stuff that everybody except for Liv the Web Girl could have. But you can share with us things that you're into. We'll get some of those on the air. Send us a tweet right now at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's journey. Guys, I'm going to get right to the point and make it quick. It's been awesome. I've been doing boxing lately. It's low impact. I had my hip replaced a couple of years ago, and I'm finally getting active again. And I am just, I'm loving it. I lost in a six-week like little challenge they had at a Title Boxing Club. I lost 15 pounds. Lindsay, my wife, lost 13. She would have had like 15, but she kind of went crazy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
She even said that. Because she was down 14 pounds, which is incredible. I'm so proud of her seeing her before and after photos. Like, I thought she was beautiful, but she had a little bit of like a poonch, she was saying. She didn't like that.
Oh my
no, like
God.
Women are their hardest critics. I don't understand. Like, women are so bad to themselves.
Wow.
What?
That is just terrible, but okay.
This is real talk, is what she said.
Okay.
Listen, you guys talk crap about yourself all the time.
I mean, I'm glad that she looks great and that you're loving it and she's loving it. You're not saying she currently has it. You're saying she used to, so I guess that makes it better.
No, I never said she did before. She just would beat herself up, and I hated it. I hated to have my wife talk crap about herself. The world beats you up enough. You should have a little confidence in yourself and not be so bad. So that's what she said, and she's like, it's gone. It's going down, and I'm so proud of her. Even her back looks amazing. Like, in the before and after photo, you can see where it's slimmed down and it's gotten tighter. So I'm so damn proud of my wife, Lindsay, and sticking to it. She wanted to quit like 2 weeks in. She's like, I am not doing this. I'm like, babe, we gotta do it for four more. So that's absolutely incredible. I'm down 15. My wife's down 13. The thing is, the Instagram photo I want you to go check out to really see, because I wish the numbers were going more, but my pants fall off me without my belt.
Good.
Like, they are so freaking baggy. I don't want to go buy new jeans because I'm cheap, but everybody's like, Joe, you have to buy new jeans. Are they really that bad?
They're really bad, and also they just look really worn even like without the weight loss.
Yeah. I think honestly you need to go shopping, but look at it as a reward for yourself,
right,
for all of your hard work. You know, and I think that knowing that every couple months that you can go shopping and just one new pair of jeans, maybe two shirts, something like that, and a new belt that fits. I think those are things that
are good.
Yeah,
the belt I have is beat up.
I mean, but that's a good, like, you know, thing to reward yourself with and keep kind of propelling you forward.
And you should look at it as something exciting because you're getting into, like, this new body, you know, you're slimming down. So it shouldn't be something like, oh, I have to go buy new clothes. Like, it's exciting.
It pains for me to say this, but I agree with you. You're both right. I really struggle with, like, allowing myself to celebrate things. And I think you're right. I should celebrate what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And doing that. So, Maybe I'll do that. And once again, just reminding everybody, my goal is to try to get below 300 pounds. My friend's wedding's coming up early, like later spring, early summer. And I want to be able to look really good for their wedding. But also I want to get the kayak that I got for Christmas. It's a 300-pound weight limit. So it can hold a little bit more than that. But right now I'm sure I would sink like it's a Titanic. So I don't want to do that.
We are very proud of you. It looks like you're really putting the work in, Joe. And mostly we really want you to go shopping just because we're sick of looking at the same two shirts.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Makes sense.